calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Donner Water.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated, and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a place still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Water, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike on a car on the southern edges of the Lebanese port city of Sidon killed Samer Al-Haj, a senior Hamas security official who works in the nearby refugee camp for Palestinians, on Friday evening, a Hamas source and two other security sources told Reuters. Ukrainian forces have staged a major incursion this week. Zachary Goleman from Reuters reports.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, reported to President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday that Russian troops had halted the advance and would push the Ukrainians back to the border. But official statements, accounts from military bloggers, and videos posted on social media indicated Russia was still struggling to achieve that goal nearly 48 hours later. Ukrainian officials have not commented directly on the operation, but asserted the right to defend themselves by striking Russia wherever it posed a threat.
This is VOA News. A third teenager has been arrested in connection with a foiled attack on the now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. AP correspondent Naeon Kim has more.
Austrian Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said an 18-year-old was taken into custody after allegedly being in contact with the main suspect. Authorities say the plot appeared to have been inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, heartbroken Taylor Swift fans are consoling each other on the streets of Vienna. Miles traveled all the way from Nashville.
I've been making the most of it, coming here, exchanging friendship bracelets with my fellow Swiftie friends.
Nora is from Hungary and also plans to stay in Austria.
We can also like wear our dresses here and trade bracelets, so it's really cool.
The singer is yet to speak publicly about the plot or her cancelled shows. I'm Naeon Kim.
A 15-year-old was also interrogated but was not arrested. Two men from the northern English city of Leeds were sentenced to prison terms on Friday after pleading guilty to racially motivated offences at or between recent anti-immigration protests in the city.
You have been committed for sentence, having pleaded guilty to an offence of publishing written material which is threatening, abusive, or insulting, intending thereby to stir up racial hatred.
Almost 600 people have been arrested so far for involvement in or online encouragement of attacks on Muslim, immigration, and other sites, as well as police since late last month. Data released by the Justice Ministry showed that more than 150 of those charged have already appeared in court. Dozens have already been jailed, with cases fast-tracked through the justice system. Debbie is now a post-tropical cyclone moving into the northeastern United States with soaking rains, flash flooding, and the threat of tornadoes into the weekend. In a briefing, Monk's Corner Mayor Thomas Hamilton Jr. is urging residents not to try to drive on flooded roadways, audio courtesy of WCBD-TV.
Right now, I would beg everyone, stay off the road until this passes. We don't want anyone else to get caught in a flood.
Police Chief Stephen Young says residents have gotten stranded by flash flooding in neighborhoods.
We have swift water teams here, so there's been multiple rescues as far as getting people out of their homes and here to the shelter.
Again, audio courtesy of WCBD-TV. From eastern Virginia up to Vermont, an active stretch of tornadoes was also possible on Friday. Tornadoes spawned by Debbie have leveled homes and damaged a school. The death toll from the storm has risen to 8 people. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The hits on VOA 1.